Anyway, episode 17. Not sure what the title is, but I'm pretty sure it's got to do with Akon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's our second Akon coming, and no one knows we were there. Isn't it brilliant?
It's totally fine.
Yes.
Okay, so, my name is Ryuse, but I'll change it by the end of the episode.
That's really weird.
Yes.
I'm Hikari, and I'm cursed with a summer cold, which just seems so wrong.
I'm K9, and I also want to change my name.
This is Beowulf. I played golf this morning, and man, was it hot!
In Topeka.
In Topeka.
Well,
Texas, it's like global warming within a state.
Pretty much.
It's always like this.
But no, the storm, like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, tore up Flower Mound. Apparently a Plano school got crushed, or something like that.
It was a tornado.
There was a tornado in Flower Mound.
Yeah.
Yep, tornado Flomo. There was a kid that I knew from DI who... She's on her computer, just playing around on Facebook when another DI kid texted her. He's like, "Why are you on the computer? You need to go somewhere safe with the tornado." She's like,
"My parents." I was at work at the time of the storm, and my parents and brother and cat actually took shelter in our little storm shelter. And my cat was like, "What the hell's going on?" But eventually, she curled up and like fell asleep purring on the blankets inside, so she was fine.
I also heard a tornado touchdown on Hebron.
What?
I don't know about that.
Hebron Street. No, there's only one touchdown. It was in Flower Mound that I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that must have been a completely off then.
So I was going through my neighborhood, and we're going out to go eat breakfast. This is after the storm, of course. And I look to my right, and there's a big old tree cut in half at the trunk. Struck down by lightning.
Nice.
Me and my mom were like, dang, if that fell the wrong way, those people would have to be looking for a new house. Yes. It was horrible.
No,
that reminds me.
That storm, I got out of my speech class right before it hit at the community college. I was like 2 minutes after I got in the car, bam! Lots and lots of rain. And then there was a lot of traffic on 35 when I was going home. Mm. And there, like, this giant, this big 16-18-wheeler had been toppled over.
Ah,
it was on its side on the road, so only one lane could get through.
Terrible.
You want to hear what I did?
That the rest was blocked off.
What did you do, Beowulf? What did you do, Beowulf?
When the storm hit, my mom called me during class, like, "Oh, there's a bad storm." So I go outside, and there's a bad storm, of course. And so I'm just kind of wandering around in the... PE building, it's the T building. K9 knows what I'm talking about.
The T building, really?
And,
that's where your class was.
And so I'm walking around, and then there just happens.
I'm guessing she didn't want you driving home.
Right.
My mom texted me and told me not to drive home, but I was like, "I'm already on the road."
Anyway.
Well, great.
Anyway. So I found an empty room. It had a whole bunch of mats in it. So I decided I would practice flipping, so I did front flips.
Nice. You should have told me.
How long were you stuck there?
I was stuck there for maybe an hour.
Oh,
and then you finally left.
45 minutes, and then I was like, "Okay, we're done."
I'm just gonna break the storm.
The T building has a gym.
Well, I went to the modern dance thing.
The modern dance.
That's
modern
where the dance.
Gym is. Yeah. T building is phys ed.
Yes, because
I don't know why there's a T building.
Don't tell anybody.
We should stop having two conversations at once.
I agree. Akon.
Well, let me start with the standard stuff we're supposed to start with.
Okay, fine, go.
Okay, our website is kenpaianime@wordpress.com. Join us at the forums, kenpaianime.proboards54.com. We have Twitter, Zanga, apparently, MySpace, and we have one follower, K9.
Yeah! I don't even use my Twitter account,
and
except to follow Starbucks and some friends.
And see, what I'm hoping we try to do this summer is get more episodes than 14 for the last 2 years, and have more fans,
which is totally not up to us.
Yeah, but, you know, we have some faithful, loyal...
We have tons of fans and rock bands.
Yeah.
I don't know who that amazing drummer was.
I don't know
either.
He
was balling!
He was awesome. I liked the chick with the long hair. She rocked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was great, too.
What are you talking about?
So we had a graduation party last night.
Oh, I wish we were there.
For Stairmasters.
And me and K9, we were rocking out on the drums.
Those drums.
Oh, my God.
I wish I was there, drums.
Anywho.
We got, like, the best scores ever.
I just want to insert my own storm story. During the storm, I was at the Vista Ridge Mall visiting old friends from middle school that I have not seen for 4 years.
Wow.
Did you guys get put in the tornado shelter?
No, they left. They left, and I was at the borders reading books.
Oh.
And storm hits, and I'm driving in the middle of the storm. Not cool. I thought that was the scariest thing in my
life. Yeah, that's basically how it happened with me. I had a friend who was locked up in the tornado shelter in Vista Ridge by herself during the storm.
Okay,
anyway, moving on to what we were talking about before. Yeah.
So, everyone but Ryusei, Fiery, Mickey, pretty much only Hikari, K-9, and Beowulf. What's Akon? The 20th anniversary of Akon, which is not as big as the 21st, which is next year, which I will be going.
Why is that not as big as 21st?
Because they turned it 21!
But 20 is
drinking!
Go away.
Exactly. It was 16, 18, and 21. They're big ones.
Whatevs.
I was 16.
It was still awesome.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. I couldn't go because of parent issues. Beowulf went in my place.
Which I'm grateful for. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And
I made them go for non-pop. I made them go with non-podcast purposes, but they still had fun, which is a good deal. So, I'm going to shut up, let them talk.
Okay, so we dressed up in epic costumes. Ahikari was a member of Team Rocket, more specifically James, but minus the purple hair.
K-9. I was Team Magma, and my hoodie was freaking excellent.
It was. I'm not going to lie, it was sweet. I was Team Aqua, and I looked like a gangsta.
Oh, yeah.
I would like
epic.
To contribute most of that gangsterness to myself.
Yes.
As
yes.
I did the pants and
Hikari did amazing.
And the headband. And Ryusei and I and Beowulf did the shirt.
Oh, my God. It was so. Oh, my.
It looks so much.
I actually sewed my hoodie, and. Yeah, that's the proper grammar. We'll pretend it is, at least. I had my mom's help.
But everyone's looked great. It looks so much better than, like, people you see if you, like, Google pictures of cosplayers. We look like we actually put time into it, because we did.
I'll put pictures on the website, blurring out our faces, of course.
And everyone was always asking us to stop, take pictures, and we felt so popular. Yes.
No, I had a kid just randomly walk up to me and hug me. Didn't say a word, just walked up, hugged, went, walked away. I was like,
K-9 doesn't like being hugged at all.
Not randomly.
I was quite surprised.
It's a drive-by hug.
Do you remember that the one guy, the first guy that wanted a picture, was dressed like as Lupe from One Piece?
No way!
He was. He was dressed up. He was an Arabian guy. And he's like, oh my god! And so he's like, take a picture! And we're like, okay.
No, but Beowulf will be reluctant to admit that he got many, Aqua socks throughout the day, or just not recognized.
I got a few anti-magma.
Yeah, well, needless to say, I was the most recognized, because, you know, first season. But, it was mostly, Team Rocket! Team Magma! And just exclusion. I was like, ouch.
I was quite hurt. I was the only Team Aqua person there.
Provided we only saw one other Team Magma grunt.
True.
Yes.
And he didn't even have, like, the official costume. He just had a red hoodie, and he had painted on an M or something. That was it.
Yeah, his was not as good.
It was a standard hoodie.
There was actually a James and Jesse duo who were getting way too into their roles.
They were nice people.
They were nice.
Wait, how into their roles?
They were acting like they were saying all these crazy lines, and
they were
just, like,
speaking in Jesse and James' voices, and like they wouldn't stop.
I actually liked it.
I thought it was cool.
Welcome to Akon. This is how people go.
Yeah, but they went on.
No,
and on.
They were the only people I saw who were like that.
I think you and me would have been a better Jesse and James.
Yeah, they were trying. Yes. They were trying to compete with Hikari over there.
Well, no, they were. They're like. Oh, another Rocket member. I was like, we're so much better than Magma and Aqua. And I was like, okay, guys.
Okay, so they're competing with us.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I thought they were competing with you.
Yes.
But I was technically competing against you because we're opposing teams.
You know, it was funny because we were walking around together and we got so many comments like, aren't you guys supposed to be fighting each other? And I'm like,
we're best friends.
Like, no, we're spreading our love throughout Akon. It was so great.
I just looked at them. I said, no. With a straight face.
This is love.
This is love. Love it. Love it now.
So, it was great.
Okay, so some of the costumes there were amazing. Like, Jack Skellington.
Oh my god! This person actually put on stilts, so they're towering above everybody else.
This guy's costume has got to be, like, 10 feet plus. And the really? Base was great.
Yeah, maybe the, 8 to 10 feet.
He had like some 7 foot long arms. It was
He had the old pinstripe suit and like great. And he was wearing this awesome mask and stuff, so it looked like Jack Skellington was walking around and everyone's like, picture.
Yes. And the set of costumes that Hikari's going to describe, that's a better word, describe here in a minute are some of the Pokemon.
Oh my god.
Saw there.
Would you like to describe the Pokemon? Yeah. I know you wanted to.
Hold your horses, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I don't want to take your spot.
No, I'll talk about the other costumes.
Okay, well, so we walk in, we're looking for an ATM, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
we were looking for an ATM so I can get some cash.
And we happen to pass by the section
it was
called?
It was the cosplay
it was like a prep setup. Room.
It was a prep room because what they would do is they would have a call on the intercom and call everybody of a certain genre. So like all the bleach
people.
Like there was a room full of Bleach people dressed up so people could come and take pictures of them all together.
Yes.
Well,
there was a call for all Pokemon people.
Actually, I believe that group of people had planned that, considering how amazingly well done it was.
So we were looking for an ATM. And along comes a whole group of Eevee and all of Eevee's evolutions.
These big fuzzy costumes. And we're just like, what?
We'll definitely post a picture later.
Yes. I mean, all of them. And they had mouths that moved. Hikari took a picture with an Espeon.
I got to hug it. It was so fluffy.
And what was cool was that Espeon knew signs, you know, like you tell a dog to sit and whatnot.
Yeah, with like a sign too. Like there's supposed to be like a Pokemon breeder or trainer. She'd be like, Espeon, sit, and it sat down, not like a human, but like a animal. You know, like the hands between like the two legs. It sat down like an animal, and I was like, oh, so cute! I want one.
And it's got the costume's got the just specifically of Espeon has the jewel in its forehead.
Such great attention to detail.
Oh man, and these costumes made you just want to hug these people.
Yeah,
they
just,
are so
just think,
soft.
Think of, like, people in mascot uniforms at, like, games or the Chick-fil-A cow. That's
but
how, like...
better.
Yeah, well, and, like, but fuzzy. Like, that's how they dressed up. Big,
yeah,
fuzzy.
Yeah, this giant Eevee form.
It was pretty cool because me and K-9 got to take pictures of our respective
Pokemon. Yeah, since I was on Magma, I got to take a picture with the Flareon guy.
And because I was Aqua, I got to take a picture with Vaporeon,
right.
Which is amazing.
It was so great.
And Hikari got a picture with Espeon.
Because Espeon looked the best, in my opinion. And it was so soft. Because I was like, can I hug you? And it just kind of threw open its arms. And I was like,
and then
I was like, you are fine.
The rest of us, too.
Yeah, I was like, but it's fine.
But they were, this group of people, those are the people that are just like, wow.
It's like, this is what makes Akon.
This is awesome.
I'm jealous.
And it was cool. It was cool because, you know, you can't really see, they can't really see through the heads. So what they did is they had, like, the breeder in the front to guide them, and all the other ones grab onto their tails.
Yeah, they had a little holding on to each other's tails.
Oh
it was
God.
So cute.
It was so cute. Adorable. I was like, I want to hug them.
I know, and they were the first ones we saw, really, so I was just like, you can't beat that.
We just saw
them a few times.
Yeah, like walking around.
We were walking around, too.
We'd be like, wave. So we sat and talked to them for a little while, just complimenting them and all this cool stuff. So.
They were enjoying it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go on.
Alright. Other costumes. Ah, no, it turned off. I have my camera here for reference. And la la la. Okie dokie dokie. Yes, yes. Well, actually, there are a few. Okay, I guess I took a picture of a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters.
Oh, yeah.
There was a good pharaoh. Like, actually, like, Egyptian-style pharaoh. There's a dark magician girl that was, like, hoarding, like not hoarding, like, kind of, trying to, like... She was brave in the face of, like, all the fanboys taking pictures of her, and I felt bad.
Yeah, there were a whole lot of them.
I felt bad. There was a Bakura, who was, like, very awesome, because the hair looked pretty good, also holding a Change of Heart card, so I was just like, oh, ballin', that was so cool.
Don't forget Joey.
There was a Joey, his hair was not terrific, but it's really hard to do Joey hair, and he had an awesome, awesome dual disc.
Like a box.
And he was holding, like, a red eyes and stuff. And.
There was a giant piece of toast.
Yes, there was, and someone leading it around. Yeah, there's someone leading it around because it was hard to see. And the sign said, end sandwich slaughter. So I was like, okay. And there was a lot of Ghostbusters walking around.
Yes.
I have no idea why.
There weren't groups either. It was
there was
like
a single Ghostbuster. I was like, I don't
patrol.
Understand.
What was the Star Trek dude?
There was one. Okay, there was a couple because, like, you know, girls in miniskirts walking by. There's a captain, and he was awesome. He was holding a phaser. And
that phaser's just stunning.
Yeah, it was just a really good costume.
It was amazing.
So I kind of like seeing the costumes that aren't necessarily anime related. But
I agree.
A lot of those.
It's just like Akon's just, you know, obviously just an excuse to wear crazy clothes.
It's awesome. I love it. My mom commented on this when we finally finished my Magma costume. She's like, well, you can just wear this to Halloween, too.
But I did for my tutu when I wear it for the concert.
Oh, Beowulf was happy to find a Rock Lee.
Yes.
It was a girl, wasn't it?
It was a girl.
Yes, it was a girl, but you know what?
It
Rock
was Paris.
Lee.
It was awesome.
Amazing.
She had a bowl cut, sort of.
It was awesome.
Works for us.
It was so cool.
I loved Rock Lee.
And he took a picture of, like, what, her beating you up or something.
Yes.
Like, he was on the ground and she had her foot on him like, I win. So.
You failed,
Rock
sir.
Lee's amazing.
Oh.
Rock Lee, yeah.
One of the more epic ones was a pair of Fantasia mushrooms walking around.
Oh, that's right.
If you recall from the first Fantasia, there's a song and there's a bunch of little dancing mushrooms and they bow a lot.
And they waddle.
And they waddle, and they have their little hands, like, in their sleeves, kind of like little,
Buddhists.
Like, kind of like
Buddhists.
Not like Buddhists, kind of like monks, I guess.
Monks, there you go.
Yeah, and they were so cute. They could see through, like, this, like,
it
mesh
was really
thing,
sheer,
I guess.
It was a real sheer fabric.
Yeah, but they looked great, and they were bowing a lot, and they weren't talking, and it
was
so
awesome.
Great.
Remember the stealth guys?
They
the
were
guys
weird.
The guys
I don't even
black.
Know where they came.
Yeah, they were dressed in all black. They had these creepy, like, these goggles, but, like, with these, yeah, night vision things with, like, red and blue
lights,
and couldn't see their faces, and they weren't talking either, they're real creepy, and I wanted to give them a hug, so.
It was real cool, because we asked them, hey, do you want a hug, and they just open their arms,
again.
They don't say anything.
See, everyone at ACOM is so friendly.
And so you take took a picture of them, and then they say, wait, we want to take a picture.
Yeah,
they just
held up their hands, and they're like,
wait. They held up the camera.
Yeah, and they're
like,
oh, you want a picture
camera.
Of us? And so they took a picture, and they're like, nodding, like, bowing, like, thank you. We're like, oh, you're welcome. And they're like, nodding. So it's like, oh, it's so cool that they're not talking and stuff. It's so cool.
Oh, ACOM is amazing.
I think we should try that next year. Just, like, not talk
be
at
Be something
all.
That doesn't talk.
You have to be something. You have to have something covering your mouth so they can't.
That should be interesting. We'll find something.
It was crazy.
Let's great see. Times.
So,
yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and add this. I don't know when I was supposed to.
Go ahead.
But there's a, there's, like, a fight section.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, ACOM somewhere. You know, like, in the corner somewhere where no one can get hurt. There's, like, fight tournaments, right? So they have these padded weapons that you hit each other with. And it was fun. I've never tried it before. So I was like, heck, I'll go for it. So it was $2 for me to play. The guy let me use a staff. I was surprised. I actually did a semi-okay. It hurt my hands, but I did okay.
Yeah, he, like, smacked him in the hand. I was like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm just bleeding a little.
I'm just,
like, oh, my God.
It's just a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound.
But it was kind of fun. I totally recommend it if you guys ever decide to go to ACON or to A-Fest or any of those kind of conventions.
If they have that there.
If they have it there, definitely
they
try
do,
it with
they
a friend.
They do at A-Fest. I'm pretty sure
yeah,
we have
seen
to
it.
Buy.
I've seen it at A-Fest. I really wanted to try it, but there was one guy looking like, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, no. But definitely, it was a whole lot of fun.
Cool beans.
I love ACON.
I just want to mention, I bought this really funny print. It was like Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And it's Sailor Moon and Sailor Pluto. And Sailor Moon's like, has her hand out, and she's kind of like pissed and annoyed. She's like, Pluto, you're fired. And
Pluto's
I was
no
like,
longer a planet.
I was like, this is so great.
It's the best.
I thought that was cool.
She's like, I'm buying it now.
It took me a long time to figure that out.
No, so I'm just like, because Pluto's not a planet. I was like, oh,
no, I had to ask the artist. I was like, I don't understand. She's like, because Pluto's not a planet. I was like, oh!
I'm buying it.
I want to buy it now. It was only like $5. It was great.
Speaking of prints, we went to the silent auction print, and there's a artist like, what was her name? Teresa Matthews?
Something like that.
Something like
I think
that.
So.
And she does some really good work. I bought a little, like, five inch by 8 inch.
Something like that.
But they're like paintings.
Print of a white wolf in the, in a, like a pine forest.
Yeah,
really
they weren't necessarily like anime stuff. She had like wolves, dragons, cats, and a bunch of cool stuff.
Fantasy.
Yeah, kind of fantasy stuff. It was really neat. It was
and I bought a pair of Pokeball earrings. It was
those are cool. Yes. Not lie.
Yeah, but I love this kind of cheat around the silent auction. It's like, because, like, instead of having to bid on it, they're like, if no one's bid on it, you can just buy it. And we're like, sweet. That's so
much
there's
better. A set price if you want to just
yeah,
do
set
that.
Price.
Yeah,
like, I got that price. Like, we don't want to hang around and wait.
Because I got those. Cause, yeah, because, like, if you bid on it, you don't get it until the next day. And
yeah,
we were
like,
planning
we
on
not,
coming.
Yeah,
or we weren't so, sure if we were coming when we were like it. I didn't get, we didn't get to.
I got my print for $10.
Not bad. A lot of good stuff there.
Good times.
That's about it that we can do on Akon.
But the most of it was walking around looking
walking
for stuff
around.
To buy.
Yeah. I was happy to find some Hitalia pins
for myself. I thought one cool thing was that when Vic Mignogna was there doing autographs and he was dressed up as Wolverine.
That was
pretty
epic.
That is great.
But
I admire you.
There was a humongous line
oh
to see him. And the line consisted of...
Fangirls
wearing shirts that say "I heart Vic Mignogna." There was also a girl I saw that was crying because she was like in his presence. And I was just like, "This is a bit far."
Yeah,
I'd be happy to see a voice actor I liked, but I wouldn't.
Dan Green. Oh my god. If we had been there, we would have been like, "Forget you, Lyme. We're gonna go see Dan Green."
Charge up.
I have to ask, who do these people play?
Vic Mignogna, all I can remember is that he's the voice of Edward Elric in
from
FMA.
Full Metal Alchemist.
That's what he's most famous for.
But it's just like, honestly, I don't understand why people would be so obsessed to meet him, considering that the majority of anime fans don't watch anything in English. They watch it subbed.
That's true.
I'm like, actually, so why do you care?
these group of girls know him.
I'm sure they would all watch the English
stuff. So he did stuff in Japanese.
Who's the other guy? Dan Green's
voice of everything epic. Like,
Yami
from Yu-Gi-Oh!
He's also Lugia, Entei, and Mewtwo from the Pokemon.
So he's basically anything that's badass.
No way!
And it's Dan Green.
Yeah, you can listen to the last episode we had. We talked about so much about Dan Green.
Okay,
so
I don't even know who this guy is, and I love him.
The best voice.
He is my new dad.
Akon, you need him for next year so that we can... Oh my god, I would love to set an interview with him.
I would, like, get there, like, the previous week to get in line.
Hey guys, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go find this guy. I have connections. You say, you are now my new father.
I'm just bringing him a voice recorder, like, say something awesome.
He's gonna be like, why are you here?
That's great!
Who are you?
Say, Hikari, I love you. And he'd be like,
what?
Hikari, I love you.
Yeah! Well, like, never mind. I was gonna say something.
Don't shadow my dreams here. This is like...
Okay, we already discussed the epicness of Dan Green
last episode. That's
like
why
I said, you need to listen to that episode. That was pretty awesome.
That was
awesome.
A great episode.
It was during tax week.
Yes, it was.
Alright,
so
far
the one that I didn't know about.
What?
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to tell me.
What? I think you left.
What?
Like, did we go to breakfast first and then
No, that was the next day.
Nobody told me about the podcast. They were like, yeah, we had an awesome podcast. And I was like...
It was only, like, four of us.
It was the four of us.
This was four
I think
of
it was
us.
Pretty spontaneous.
It was kind of a spontaneous.
Okay.
We were like, okay, let's do a podcast.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, so I guess that's basically it for Akon.
Pretty much is.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
What other random stuff can we talk about?
I can talk about the fact
Oh my god.
Okay, first of all, guys. Pokemon Soul Silver and Heart Gold is coming out. Oh my god. Okay, freaking Game Freak finally decided that they were going to remake the Gold.
So just to let you guys know, K-9's a little sporadic, so she hits the floor.
So we just started hitting the floor.
So Game Freak finally decided to make remakes of the Gold and Silver versions from a Pokemon from back in the Game Boy Color days. They already had done Red and Blue. And I've been waiting, I've been like, why haven't they done Gold and Silver yet? Why haven't they? And so they finally did, or they finally are. It's going to be coming out in Japan in September, and then it'll be here sometime next year. I don't know when. But I'm just so excited because that was my favorite game ever.
She's so excited.
In case you can't tell.
She just can't hide it.
And aside from that, I don't know when this is coming out, but America is finally getting... the Edgeworth version of Phoenix Wright.
Woo! You know, the guy in the pink suit that everyone loves.
He's a prosecutor, and this is going to be interesting because most of the Phoenix Wright and Apollo Justice is, you know, duh.
It's basically the completely other side because Edgeworth is a prosecutor.
It's pretty awesome.
So it's, the game is going to be, like, like nothing like they've ever done before.
It looks different because of the screenshots they showed us. It's just, like, completely different from... Well, the original version.
Yeah, there's actually a third person view when you're doing the investigation. It was like in Phoenix Wright, it was all from Phoenix's viewpoint. Like, it was all. What is he doing?
It's all out.
No.
Okay. So he's pretending to that this.
I have a webcam in my hand, and it kind of reminds me of an eyeball.
Like an eyeball.
And so,
so he's pretending that the cord is the optic nerve of the eyeball.
And so I like pull it out, and then I like sniff, and it comes back into my head.
Why would you sniff?
Not everything has to make sense in cartoons.
And I want to finish her story.
All right. Anyway, so basically, it's a third person view, as opposed to the first person view from in Phoenix Wright.
And they're gonna think.
What?
Excuse me?
The girl K has bangs.
Sounds like Tourette's to me.
It did sound like Tourette's a bit.
I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so it's going to be interesting.
The movie Up is amazing. Go see it.
Don't stop talking about it because I haven't seen it yet and I'm going to cry.
I haven't seen anything yet. I haven't seen Star Trek, X-Men, Life in general. I haven't seen movies since Christmas.
But yes, Beowulf and I have seen Up, and we've seen Star Trek, and we can all account for their awesomeness.
Yes.
I saw Night at the Museum 2 the other day.
I heard it was subpar.
It was okay.
I heard it wasn't.
It just sounds like more of the same to me.
Yeah,
It was a disappointment.
It's just a kid's comedy, so.
I thought it was good.
And it's Ben Stiller, so.
It was Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller film.
Who knew a whole lot of. Like a box of technology junk would be so much fun.
He's playing with a box of cords.
Yeah, there's my eyeball.
And a webcam.
So wait, is the webcam a Logitech
version? I wouldn't suggest Logitech.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, they're really old webcams.
Wait, what kind of Logitech are they?
I don't know. I just know that.
Chuck me an eyeball.
Ryusei. All I know is that they're old and they have horrible quality.
Oh no.
Because the Logitech Cam 9000 is the one I'm looking at for Skype. Okay.
I was just gonna get a creative. I'm just gonna go to Best Buy and see what they have.
Hooray! Hooray!
Yeah. So this is what, since we're officially now college students, and
yeah.
A lot of us are going away. Like K9's going to.
Savannah College of Art and Design!
SCAD.
Thanks, guys. Scab. Thanks. I love you, too.
And, Hikari's going to...
Oh, yoo-hoo!
And Beowulf's going to...
That'd be, Texas Tech.
And I'm going to University of Texas in Arlington. So, basically, we're going to be far away from each other. And I've already known this, but we decided that we're going to keep communication through Skype, a free internet, way...
Chat.
Phone call. Not chat, phone call.
Yes,
it is chat.
Yes, it is chat.
You can chat, like, you can, like, IM, you can voice chat, you can video chat. It's
okay, to me, chat, when you say chat, I think IM chat. I don't think phone calls.
It's not phone calls, though. It's just...
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's an internet phone. It's through the internet.
Is it really?
Yes, Mom.
The interwebs continue to astound me.
And I found out that we can do conference calls, and we can also do free video phone calls. So I think that's going to be pretty awesome.
Can you do free video conference calls?
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
So we talk about random funny things about life. That was always fun.
Yeah,
like the fact
we always do that.
Like the fact that girls go to the bathroom in groups.
I was listening to that podcast yesterday.
That was hilarious.
I was listening to that podcast episode yesterday. Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
I wish we could do that again.
I actually do have a funny bathroom story
that
Hikari knows about.
Yes, I do.
I'm wondering if everyone should know about
it,
that.
It'd be funny.
Tell me.
Should I? Okay.
Sure, love me.
Nobody knows who I am except the people in this room anyway. So.
Except for.
Continue.
So, I am going. I'm going to Brookhaven College right now just to get some basics out of the way. And this was last semester, and I had to pee like a pregnant racehorse at the Kentucky Derby. And so I walk to another building because it's on my way to the car, and I don't know where the bathroom is. I hear a flush in the distance, so I follow the flush.
Oh, really?
Follow the flush, and it was cool. And so I walked into the bathroom, and I'm looking, and I'm not thinking straight.
Because he has to pee.
Because I have to pee. And then it happens, I say, there's no urinals in here, but I really don't care. So I go into a stall, use the bathroom, I'm relieved now. I'm walking out, and as I'm walking out, there's a girl in the bathroom, and I'm thinking, something's not right here.
You're kidding.
I turn around and I say, am I in the wrong bathroom? She says, yeah. I walked into the girl's bathroom, used it, and almost walked completely out.
Without realizing it.
And I was like, that doesn't belong here.
At least the lady was cool and didn't scream or anything.
Yeah, she was like, I thought you might have been like a cross-dresser girl or something. I was like, yeah, let's not talk about this ever again. Hello?
Rig Rig.
Hello?
Anyway, that was my funny bathroom story.
Oh, bathrooms. Endless sources of amusement.
Just like farting. Farting will always be funny.
Oh my god. Were you listening to the episode? Because I was yesterday, and you're just repeating everything I listened to in the episode. On our way to DI State, episode 8, by the way.
Bathroom jokes are great. You have no idea.
There's a limit, though.
If you guys ever have, like you're bored, then get some friends together and have a tasteful, comedy route of bathroom jokes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, have a tasteful tooting contest. Oh, my God. Like, what's tasteful about that?
That's just guys. Yeah. Guys do that.
Like, tooting contest.
Tooting contest. Wow. That's on a Knight's Tale at the very end. It's funny.
Yes, I saw that.
You lose.
I was like, oh my god.
Wait, really? I don't remember that.
It's after the credits.
Okay, that might be why.
That movie, it's like, Kate and I watched that movie together, A Knight's Tale, and we just basically realized that it's nothing like the Chaucer tale at all, but it's still funny.
I agree.
I still don't know what to do with my shoes. So I'm coloring my white Converse high tops, because I finally have normal white Converse, and the laces are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, except for the part, but the part where I tie into a bow is white, and on the side is a cute little, I would say,
looks like a cardcaptor Sakura wing.
Yeah, it's a cardcaptor Sakura wing on both sides. So I call these my Hermes shoes.
They're cute.
And I'm trying to figure out, I need some more color to the, and I don't know what to do.
Are you going to color the wings or leave them white?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Because I got red, orange, yellow, light green, dark blue, purple, brown, and black.
I think it might be better to leave the shoes white and color the wings something.
Yeah, color the wings what?
I don't know.
What's in purple? Because I don't think purple.
But so dark.
What's your favorite color?
Yellow.
Then color them yellow.
No, because I already have yellow Converse.
Yellow. Wait. Well, what about light blue? That might be good for wings.
Light blue is good for wings.
Do it.
Honestly, I think you should
we
leave it white.
We pressure you. But there's so much white still left on your shoe.
Yeah, true.
My entire shoe is white, yes.
Are you going to color the tongue of the shoe?
Blah, 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 blah.
I was thinking that. Like, what color? Purple, probably? Because that's the part where I don't think
that's just a random addition.
That could be. I think it might be bright-looking purple.
Okay. I will try that. So, anyone got any other things to say? I have some things to say. Like, I've been reading some new from random mangas online. Aside from my normal Naruto, Bleach, and other things, which, by the way, oh my god, Naruto's epic. Have you read the last chapter?
No!
I'm not spoiling,
You already spoiled something for me.
No, I'm just saying, Kana, you need to read it.
No!
It's amazing.
I haven't yet. I will eventually.
Have you read last week's?
Yeah. Okay. I just keep forgetting to read this week.
Frogs can't swallow with their eyes open.
That's so interesting.
Wow.
That reminds me of how we can't sneeze with our eyes open.
I'm gonna try that.
I hate
day.
That.
Shoot!
That's why I hate sneezing in the car because I'm driving. I was like, I have to keep my eyes on the road at all times. So I was like, my sneeze is like closing your eyes while you're driving.
For like less than a second.
That's enough to turn the wheel out of.
No,
oh
you're a failure.
I guess, but
a good driver knows how to.
Man.
Well, I've sneezed. No, I'm a master at sneezing and driving. But the first time it happened, I was scared.
I remember the first time I started driving. I drove with my grandpa. And there was a spider, and I was afraid it was going to bite me. And so my grandpa's like, you have to resist the fact that a spider is now, like, on your leg. And even if it bites you, you have to keep the car straight. And I'm like, well, if I die, this is going to be a problem now, isn't it? It was scary.
That makes me think of freshman year for a marching band. And we were being, like, Ricardo was walking around. And he was talking, he's one of our drill techs, and he's talking about how you can't smile. And he stops in front of me and is like, even if there's a bee on your nose, and it stings you, you should look at that bee, smile, and say hello. And he's like, wait, no, you shouldn't do that, because you'd be smiling. He's like, wait, no, okay, just ignore the bee. I'm like, okay.
I remember. Oh, he's actually my friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my choir directors are my friends on Facebook. It freaked me out. Weird. I found them. I was like, oh my god, this is really weird. Okay, because I'm the only one, one of the only ones in the choir who knows. There's only one other person who's read the
It'd be really weird if the band directors had.
That'd be awful.
My mom still has a Facebook.
If Chavis had a Facebook.
He does. And now we can friend him now that he's not our teacher anymore. So.
Found out that one of our friends looks like one of our band directors.
Really?
Used to be my bus buddy until he quit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, what band director does he look like?
He looks like the Chavis.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's humorous. Any hoot.
K-9
was
summer.
Watching people bike.
Ooh,
yay.
Summer.
I'm excited.
And I'm still in school.
So am I.
I'm the only one who's not in school.
Yeah, we all
I went up to my school.
Well, you're going to spend more money on classes than...
Well, I'm going to be in summer classes next year, but not this year.
Yeah.
I'm testing almost out of like a half a year of school. The
That's
AP
true.
Tests.
She did all those, and I only did
so.
One.
Well, I'm getting out of a few AP tests, a few classes because of AP tests too. But it's just that there were a couple classes I was just like, I'll do them now, so I don't have to do them later.
I would have gotten out of at least one class, but my AP teacher was dumb.
Well, I'm so excited because I enrolled in my fall classes.
Yay!
And I'll be taking a sophomore psych class that I'm super excited about because I'm super interested in psychology. So, woot.
I need to find out what I gotta do about registering for classes. I don't know if I'm supposed to do it yet.
You're
or if I should wait.
What, for...
I don't go to your school!
It varies. It doesn't even, like, it's not even the same for people who go to the same school. Like, my roommate is signing up, like, late this month, and I signed up now.
You go in for orientation, but I'm not going in for summer orientation. I'm going in a few days early instead.
I just went in because I was part of the scholars program, and all the scholars went up at once to do it. So I was like, yes, smart people.
I'm going this Thursday and Friday overnight over there.
That's cool.
I'm going on a 3-day visit on Sunday.
This Sunday?
I don't get to go to my lovely SCAD this summer, but that's okay, because I'll get to spend the whole year there.
See how stressful this is? College,
it's
kids.
Stressful. I'm excited.
Stressful. I'm just kidding.
I'm so excited.
I just can't hide it.
Okay, no.
I think this means we need to play some Rock Band now.
I agree.
I want to check out that awesome drummer.
I agree. Yes, we can play the other game, too, but I don't know about...
What other game?
Loaded Questions. Which, by the way...
We're playing that.
Loaded Questions is amazing. Go buy it. Barnes & Noble.
You can thank me for that because I was the one who found it and decided to buy it.
Yeah, thank K9 for buying Loaded Questions.
It's a great game.
And I'm going to say next podcast we'll talk more about...
How long was this one?
30, 40.
40?
Oh, it's pretty...
That's magic.
Not bad. Oh, by the way, lately I've been finding all these amazing student-teacher relationship anime books.
That's
it's
like
amazing.
Okay, that's like what you say, and mine's like secret love, like
female student, male teacher.
I just think it's adorable.
It is amazingly cute.
Other people are like, what the?
I'm focused on just reading a couple of series, and that's kind of it. I watch lots of cartoons on TV.
Cartoons are amazing.
Oh my god!
Like, Tom Drum Action that started last week, and I was so happy.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that one.
I don't like that one.
What?
Total drama anything.
I like that one.
I don't really like that show, but whatever.
I gotta say, let's see. I do like Ben 10, not gonna lie.
Ben 10 is
that, Ben
cool.
10's okay. I just haven't caught it. Pokemon!
Oh my god, I still hate the voice of Brock. Ugh.
Gotta catch them all.
I want to go back and read
gotta continue the series till...
till we die.
We caught a glimpse of 5Ds, Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds yesterday, but we didn't see the actual, like...
I refuse to watch
like,
anymore.
Like, motorbike battle.
And from what we hear, it's just...
motorbikes.
Beowulf's tell... Yeah, go ahead and say it, Beowulf.
What,
The motorbike battle? Well, the way that...
You know, there's always the traditional duel, and the way that they do the motorcycle things is just to, like up the amps
So they
ride on these cool-looking motorcycles, and they have, like, a duel pad in front of them, and they shout out their turns as they play them.
Which is so odd. Like, you would not be able to concentrate on a duel and a driving bike at the same time.
The hell with
that.
To let you know, most of all those people are not black. Sure. All black people are like, I'm gonna keep my feet planted. Thank you.
So it's just terrible. Like, if Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge made fun of this, it's like, was it Tristan? Is like, I predict that the future, duels be carried out on motorbikes.
And he was
like,
riding a motorbike.
And Yu-Gi's like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard you say, Tristan. Honestly.
And then little
card games on motorbikes.
And then little Kariba flashed a
picture.
Poster of 5Ds.
Yeah, he's like, seriously,
he's like,
WTF. So I was like, that's terrible.
What does 5Ds stand for?
We have no idea.
We'll figure it out sooner or later.
It's terrible.
I think we should have a bashing party of these Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon and like
no,
a new
Pokemon
series,
is infinitely amazing.
And wait, what's that one new show? It's like not Beyblade, but Bakugan. Oh,
Bakugan is basically a crack mix of Yu-Gi-Oh! And Beyblade. Beyblade was crack on its own.
No, I like
Beyblade was okay.
I didn't understand the fascination with throwing out rolling like spinning tops.
Oh,
and like, go!
Yeah, the tops have power.
What is the point?
I thought it was funny because, you know, that show came out in middle school, and so all the kids went out and bought the tops. I was one of them.
No, but you see, this is like, see, the Japanese are crafty. This is like perfect, like, formula for like enticing prepubescent boys, so they're like spending all their allowance money on Bakugan and stuff. I'm like, don't you see? You're being enslaved by corporate Japan, but they don't care.
It's brilliant.
Those things are awesome, though. I made one kid's knee bleed one time on
with a top.
With a top, mine got hit and it hit his knee and it goes.
See, that's terrible.
I was like, oh,
look what they're promoting.
I'm amazed with how they can turn, like, they can make an anime of kids whose lives are based solely around...
Card games!
No, seriously, like, I watched the first two episodes of the second season of Yu-Gi-Oh! And Taya and Yugi are walking down the street, and Taya's trying to talk to him about soccer, and he's just like... What?
He's like, no. What is this soccer? Card games, Taya, focus.
And basically, she's like, you're not very into sports, are you?
He's like, are you kidding me? I'm freaking king of game. That means cards, biatch. So, it's
and I'm like what the crap?
Now I gotta go watch some Yu-Gi-Oh!
And he nearly loses his life because of a little puzzle. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, I love, that's the fire one.
And it's like,
Van de Keith. And he's like, I must be the stupidest anime character ever. Why did I put such a heavy chain on my puzzle? And I'm like, oh my god, you're stupid. But I love Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm not gonna lie. It's just so classic. It's just great.
I love Pokemon. That's what
Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! What other ones are classic?
Digimon
is where it's at. I'm not gonna lie.
I think the only female anime I can think of is Sailor Moon.
Card Captors! I never heard
of that until after.
The thing about Card Captors, though, is that in Japan it was all centered around Sakura, and when they moved it over to America, they cut so much so that it was more like both her and Lee were the main characters.
Really?
They wanted it to appeal to both girls and boys. In Japan, it was really just girls.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, it's by Clamp. Clamp is girls.
It's shoujo.
Dude, it's pretty good fighting scene.
No, not anymore. Clamp has Tsubasa RC, which is a shonen
now.
Yeah,
shonen now, apparently.
I did like Rurouni Kenshin. That is my favorite one.
That's a good manga
I read. So we already had a big episode based on classic anime.
Well, we're just saying these are good.
We can recap.
You can read those and watch those over and over again.
Yeah,
not maybe Yu-Gi-Oh! Pokemon, considering they're so long.
The classics are only the last episode before you have to cut it out, which we'll probably cut out the promo. But Never mind. Kidding. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm lost.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good times.
Good times.
She's getting high off the marker fumes, I suppose.
The non-toxic fabric markers.
Yes, those.
Just trying to
make this.
So K-9 and Ryusei were supposed to make up new names by the end of this podcast.
How's that going?
No, I was playing Loaded Questions with some kids at Stairmaster's graduation party yesterday, and one of the questions was, what do you want your nickname to be? And I was just like, well, if I put K-9, it's going to be incredibly obvious.
It would be really obvious with me, too.
And now, well, the girl who was guessing didn't know me as well, but she would still probably get it, so I was like, Cossum isn't exactly a nickname. So I just took the first four letters and put Koss. Which is still not a name, but I was like, this is the best thing I can come up with.
It's really, really weird.
Your new nickname is Koss.
No, it's not.
Because I was about to say, I'd reject you.
I'd be like, you're not on this podcast anymore.
I'd be like, sorry, hey, that's my decision.
I think we'll take you off.
Yeah. No. You're not allowed to speak. You're speaking privileges.
But what is with the sudden desire to change names? You guys
have a number in mind.
Well, because mine is a name of a band, and I realized that after I named it, but it's okay, I'm just pretending. My shoe! Should I color it all purple? I just did that because I have spare ink.
What
anyway.
Else, if you want.
Alright, well, let's see, my new name is, staring at
me. Have you thought of this before?
No,
or you...
I did not.
Okay.
I wasn't actually thinking.
Fail.
I know, it was my life. But, Sprite.
What?
Sprite?
We're not calling. Sprite is the name of a soda, dear.
I know.
That's not much better than a band.
True that.
That's true.
What was the name of the bird on Up?
Stop
Kevin!
Talking about
Up! Not Kevin. What Kevin was. I forgot what
Snipe.
It... Snipe.
Snipe. What?
Sorry, we'll stop talking about Up for those who haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, we're figuring out the new name thing next podcast.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
you can make
off.
Suggestions for us, guys.
Yes.
Nothing vulgar.
Email. Please email us at KappaAnime.
No, I wouldn't say email. Just leave a comment.
Or a comment at our Podomatic page. You can find it on the WordPress website. You can also email us at kappaanime@gmail.com.
Okay.
Shut up. This is Ryusei signing off.
This is Akari, hoping to recover soon.
This is the artist formerly known as K-9.
Chad, you are not Prince.
What?
It's Prince.
Beowulf, I will check you guys later.
And we're going to go play some rock band. So, cheers all anime around the world. I think this is the fun.
Yeah.
Good.
Bye, guys.
Oh, wait, I need to log in first.
I love you.
Is it do, do,
do, do, do, you're very do, cool. Do, do, you're very cool. It's true.
Shut up!
Guess who fails for me is what you say.
Is your podcast, is your password the first numbers and then the name? Okay.
Oh
god, that was scary.
What?
She almost rolled over my toes.
Oh my god. Crap, you're kidding me. What's your fucking number?
You dirty toe licker.
Yes, okay. Bye, turn around the world.